Thank you for downloading the Tanker Market Report podcast for April the 28th, 2011 from Coracle and Braemar Seascope. This podcast will look at the VLCC, Suezmax, Aframax and CPP sectors. We start with the big ships in what has been a short week for London with the Easter holidays and the royal wedding. London is set up for a festive day tomorrow, with foreign dignitaries from all over the world joining in to wish the happy couple success in their matrimony. Everywhere you turn, there are flags, posters and bunting, and you can really tell it's big business when the nation comes together for a celebration in style. Somewhere where there is not big business is in the world of shipping's royalty, the VLCCs. The market has continually kept trading at sub-OPEX levels, with bunkers staying high. The market crept to a new low when a double-hull conversion ship covered AG South Korea at 46.5 on Thursday morning, forcing owners with modern units to discount their numbers even further to get moving, which a lot of them are just not considering right now. Something some owners are still considering is the AG West cargoes, which are still being fixed at 37, and even though the returns are still in the red, the slightly stronger Atlantic market forces them to take the gamble of making it a better result over two voyages. Even though there have only been three business days this week, the market has remained fairly active, with a lot of stems covered, taking the tally for May up to 50. The 30-day availability index shows 66 double hulls and 4 single-hull VLCCs arriving at Fujairah, compared to 64 and 3 last week. With 50 cargoes now covered for the month, there are another 60 to 70 expected stems to fix after the long weekend is over on Tuesday. However, we should probably allow for several additions to the position list over the next couple of weeks as vessels get their discharge orders. With the freight rate at 280 AG US Gulf at 37 and with bunkers at $685 a tonne, owners' earnings are minus $8,600 a day. This compares with 270 AG to South Korea at 48 and returning $550 a day. In terms of the Suezmaxes, the Easter holiday period cut short any activity that was happening at the end of last week in West Africa. The market finished last week fairly strongly, with rates nipping above 90 for a med discharge. Unfortunately, with the long break, the momentum was taken out of the market. By the middle of the week, there were 5 or 6 cargoes quoted in the market, and there was a bit of a standoff as owners tried to maintain rates in the 90s and charterers wanted to pay closer to 85. The charterers had the stronger hand, and the first fixture done from West Africa was at 85, and this was quickly repeated. A couple of VLCC fixtures took a few of the expected Suezmax stems away from that market, and while there are some VLCCs left available for the second decade, we expect the majority of cargoes to be covered on Suezmaxes. In last week's Aframax report, we mentioned that activity in the North Sea and Baltic had picked up, and one would have thought this was due to the long weekend in the UK and that charterers were moving to cover their stems. However, after returning after the holidays, demand was still strong, although the tonnage list had replenished itself to an extent. Rates softened 7.5 points on Tuesday, but with another short week this week due to the royal wedding, charterers kept demand strong, and this has worked in the owners' favour as ships were picked off the list in quick succession, leaving it tight for date-sensitive cargoes. There are reports that 125 is on subs, and if true, this would be a right royal jump. Nearly all stems in the first decade of May have now been covered for Primorsk, and with ice restrictions soon to be lifted, owners will want to try and bring in as best they can while they can. The downward momentum of both the Med and Black Sea markets meant fixing levels fell below 100. Optimists hoping that the three-day week may have caused a flurry of fixing have been disappointed, as activity has been minimal in both areas. Tonnage lists remain long and sentiment is currently low. Now the clean markets, and east of Suez, LR2 activity has remained brisk, probably driven by Japanese eagerness to clear the aisles before the commencement of Golden Week holidays on Friday. The coupling of holidays in Europe on Monday and Japan on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday will bridle next week's activity. Rates have remained steady at 132.5, tonnage remains tight throughout the month. Although low activity in the west on the bigger ships may bring them through to the east, ships are already ballasting through and showing agey positions. The best man to usher in fresh firm sentiment for the LR2s is the LR1 market. However, despite owners grooming reports to reflect the amount of activity seen this week and making a great ceremony of how busy they are, rates have been resolutely tied to the LR2's fortunes and have stayed steady through the week at 145 to Japan. For better or for worse, owners are continuing to try to push rates further, but are failing to engage the market. Thanks for listening.